From the KERA newsroom, I'm Christopher Connolly. Texas sent off another of its officers killed in the line of duty last week when a gunman opened fire in downtown Dallas. The funeral for Dallas police officer Michael Kroll was the fourth of five. As part of KERA's series Remembering the Fallen, we have this look at a Michigan native who is known as a big guy with a big heart.
Officer 413, police officer Michael Kroll, badge 9217. Is out of service. End of watch, July 7, 2016. Godspeed, Michael.
This final ceremonial radio call rang out at Prestonwood Baptist Church in Plano as hundreds of law enforcement officers from around the country looked on. Officer Michael Kroll spent nearly 10 years on the Dallas Police Force. At a vigil earlier this week, Officer Andrew Gregorich said Kroll was loyal.
I always knew that if I needed someone to be there, he would come.
Gregorich recalled hanging out with his friend in Fort Worth's Sundance Square, eating, playing pool. Rayada was Kroll's favorite restaurant.
Every time I drive to Fort Worth, I will think of the 15-minute walk we made. I will not forget it. I will look over and I can still see us walking.
The 40-year-old Kroll was big but athletic. A basketball player in high school, he was playfully competitive at the gym. Kroll grew up between Michigan and Massachusetts. He returned to the Detroit area after high school to get a degree in criminal justice, and then he went to work as a corrections officer at Wayne County Jail. He moved to Dallas in 2007 to follow his dream of being a police officer.
Michael Kroll answered that call.
President Obama, at a memorial service in Dallas, reflected on Kroll's journey.
His mother said he knew the dangers of the job, but he never shied away from his duty. He came 1,000 miles from his home state of Michigan to be a cop in Dallas.
That's just what he wanted to do. That was his lifelong dream.
Kroll's uncle Jim Elke there, talking to Detroit TV station WDIV. Elke said his nephew was driven to help people. Kroll's biggest frustration, he says, was not being able to make everything right. When he was off duty, Kroll helped family, friends, and neighbors any way he could.
Just committed to helping out the community, helping people out, fixing people's houses. He committed his extra time wherever he could. He just was all positive. He was this big guy, big heart.
In a note about Kroll in the funeral program, his family writes, "Our family will never be the same. Mike was our rock." Officer Michael Kroll is being returned to Michigan to be buried close to them. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.